back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joel McNally. So, Joel, you heard Julie. Your response, and we'll get to your other callers after Joel.
Yeah, I was really glad that Julie called. She also helps support the argument that I sometimes make with you that, there actually are intelligent people in the Republican Party. but she also, and I don't blame her for wishing that Donald Trump would just go away. But he's not going away because the Republican Party intends to nominate him again.
Yes.
And the Republican Party is no longer an American political party. It is controlled by Trump now. It's not certainly not conservative either. There's nothing conservative about Donald Trump. Donald Trump and CJ somehow says that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are not in control of the Republican Party. They are. It was Russian military intelligence that created the massive internet campaign where trolls controlling the internet from Russian military intelligence was putting out the Trump lies and continues to put out Trump lies. Good God, Tucker Carlson, who was fired from Fox News but is still out there, conducting interviews with Donald Trump and sucking up to him, even though we now know that at the time he was being promoted on Fox News by Tucker Carlson, Tucker Carlson despised him and said, "Boy, I sure wish we could quit talking about this creep who is lying all the time." But, that's what we do on Fox News. Donald Trump, is not a supporter of American democracy, and he promises that if he's elected, he will destroy the Justice Department. He will get rid of all the prosecutors who are prosecuting him for crimes. And instead, he says he's going to prosecute Joe Biden for crimes. Joe Biden is a perfectly decent human being who has not committed a crime in his life. He hasn't, as far as I know. And not only that, but he says intelligent things every time he opens his mouth and speaks about democracy. Over the weekend, about the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. And about women's rights and protecting their right to control their own bodies and control their own lives. He is on the right side of every issue, and Donald Trump is on the wrong side of every issue. And Donald Trump does not support democracy. And the Republican Party now says they're going to nominate him. And the other candidates, even for president, say they're going to support him, even if he's convicted of trying to overthrow democracy, which he did trying to overthrow democracy.
So
how can you stop talking about him until he is convicted of his crime?
Until he's off the scene.
We will not have an American justice system unless he is convicted of his crimes. And he's vowed to destroy the American justice system if he ever gets in public office again, which I do not believe he possibly can. I think what Republicans are doing right now is destroying themselves as an American political party. Conservatives have to create a new American party that is not governed by hate and racism and sexism and get rid of women's rights and roll back all of the social progress in America at least 50 years to before the civil rights movement.
So, Joe.
And before the women's rights movement.
Joe, we'll go to the phone lines. Paul from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Paul. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
All right.
This is how I got political. All I can say is, wow. This guy is so whacked out. This is why conservatives and people like myself, even my brother, who hates Trump, can see through the facade of all these fake charges that don't have a chance to stick. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. This guy brings up Tucker Carlson. And he's sitting there laughing. What is he? Is Kamala Harris is like his mentor or something? Why would you sit there and cackle and just sound? He really makes himself sound foolish.
Let me say this. He is an award-winning journalist. This is not just some guy off the street. Look up Joe McNally, and you will know that he's been doing this and covering all sorts of things for over 40 years, over 50 years. He is a well-respected journalist. And, you know, because he doesn't agree with what Donald Trump is and what he's doing doesn't mean that he's not telling the truth. And he's laughing because Joel is a guy who just, you know, he's on the side of always, you know, laughing and joking about things. And I get it. But that doesn't diminish any of the truths that he's speaking, Paul. You're saying things, but I know for a fact Joel does his research. He knows what's going on. But you say what? Outside of condemning him, you're saying that the things that he's talking about aren't true?
How about we look at Joe Biden? Let's look at Joe.
Well, Joe Biden.
Joe's going to make sure all the rich people pay their fair share of taxes, right? All except his family. I mean, there's all kinds of evidence that this is all politically motivated. I've never seen this in my life. I never expected to see this in my life. Like Trump, don't like Trump. My mother, 84 years old, hates Trump, can see, boy, this looks really politically motivated. And this is why I love your show, because you let people like me, even though we agree to disagree, you let us speak our piece, and I love that. And you're exactly right. You call another show, they're gonna give you 20 seconds if you even get through.
Hey, Paul, thank you very much for the call. Joel, you want to respond?
You can defend yourself.
Okay.
I still don't understand what Paul says that I have said that isn't true. I have no idea. He didn't say anything that he said that the charges against Donald Trump are fake. You know, the word fake these days is frequently associated with the biggest crime, the most obvious crime that the prosecutors, both the federal prosecution and the state prosecutions of Trump, have gone after, which are the fake electors in seven states that Biden won, including Wisconsin. Republicans got together on the same day that the votes were going to be certified, the votes of the citizens of Wisconsin and six other states who voted for Joe Biden over Donald Trump. The Trump administration created fake electors in all seven of those states. and they were all Republican office holders. They were perfectly respected Republicans in their own communities, all around the state of Wisconsin and all around the other six states, who then submitted fraudulent documents to the United States Senate and the federal government, claiming that they were duly elected electoral votes for Donald Trump, even though just the opposite was true, that in fact, Joe Biden had won all seven of those states, and the electors were certified by the governors and the legislatures of those states, even the Republican states, which included Georgia and Arizona, and all the other states were certified votes. The votes were counted and recounted in every one of those states. Donald Trump filed fraudulent lawsuits with no evidence at all, claiming that those votes were all fraudulent.
And lost 63 cases.
Even though he had no evidence.
And lost 63 cases.
Yes, and they were all thrown out. They were thrown out of 62 courts, including twice thrown out by Donald Trump's own U.S. Supreme Court, that he had created a supermajority of right-wing Republicans on. They couldn't even find any evidence that there were fraudulent votes in any of those states. And he's saying that these are all fraud, that all the charges against Trump for creating these false electors, for having Republicans in all seven states claim that they were elected by the voters when they weren't, and submitting false documents to the government that Donald Trump then tried to browbeat his own vice president, Mike Pence, into throwing away the legitimate votes and the millions of votes in all of those states by the voters of America. Just throw their votes out and accept the fake electors for Donald Trump. And that was how he was going to remain in office, even though he was defeated for election by Joe Biden by the largest vote in American history.
You know, Joe, we've got to go to a break. But in clarity, you clearly put it out there in an easy manner for all of us to understand exactly what transpired and why Donald Trump is now going to be facing judgment in the courts of this nation. Got to go to a break, Tom. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. A phone line. Joe McNally's on the line. We'll be right back.
Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 79. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 50. Sunny skies again tomorrow, high of 70. Clear skies Thursday with a high of 75. 82 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
All right, welcome back to the show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. On the line is Joe McNally. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, when people call in, and yes, I agree, I'd love to talk about policy. I don't want to talk about Donald Trump. I'd actually like to talk about policy. But what are their policies besides cutting taxes for the billionaire class? And
Tom, did we lose you? Okay, I think we lost Tom. Joe, you want to respond?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear Tom. and I believe you called in before when I've been on.
Right.
And I always appreciate his participation. I hope we can get him back. It is true. I mean, it's not just Trump that is the problem right now. It is also the Republican Party's embrace of his denial of voting rights for Black and Brown Americans. It's denying the equality of women and the right of women to make decisions about their own lives and their families. And the destruction, frankly, and this is going to be a factor in every election for the foreseeable future. The Supreme Court of the United States has been so corrupted by the Republican appointments that it now no longer represents the United States, or in many cases, the rule of law in America. They want to basically roll back all the progress in America, at least 50 years and possibly 100 years. In Wisconsin, the Republican legislature wanted and is trying to enforce the laws of the 1800s against abortion in America. I mean, we are in a terrible situation, and it'll take a while, but we are going to get the court back, because in every election since the destruction of Roe v. Wade, abortion has been central to turning out the vote and voting against the Republican policies to try to prevent women from having equality in America and making their own decisions about their families.
So,
and that's not just a woman's issue, because it's an issue of everyone who loves women. It's an issue for every family and making their own decisions about whether to give birth every time someone becomes pregnant, whether a child should have to give birth if that child is raped within her family sometimes, and becomes pregnant. I mean, that stuff is sick and twisted, and that can't continue.
So Joe, we're going to go back to the phone lines, and Bill from O'Connor Walk. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what, sir?
Well, I'd like to hear Joe's rebuttal or his thoughts on what I'm about to say. First of all, when it comes to Republicans, the majority of them now have been declared illegal or criminal by our Constitution. The 14th Amendment, Section 3, talks about the whole thing, what they've done. And according to the Constitution, they are not even eligible to run for office. So we have to treat them that way, even the ones that are currently in office, and say, look, you can talk all you want. You can say whatever you want, but the end is near, because we believe in the Constitution, which says specifically anything you do to aid or abet domestic terrorism, you are no longer eligible for office. Now, I want to address the abortion issue also. When we believe government has to tell a woman what to do with their bodies, something is wrong. And if it's for the abortion people, I don't believe in abortion myself. I really don't. But I also don't believe in taking human lives like we are at the border by sending mothers and children and young people to the certain death and denying you're doing that. We no longer can be have to be insulted by the ignorance of the Republican Party. They're illegal according to the Constitution, and they preach this obstruction of justice with these sham kangaroo courts that cost the taxpayers millions. I rest my case. I want to hear what Joel has to say.
Okay, Bill,
Thank you.
We've got to go to a break. Joe, we'll let you respond on the other side. Ken, we'll come to you. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Joe McNally. We'll be right back. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Joe McNally. And, Joe, you want to respond to what Bill was talking about, the 14th Amendment and those?
Yeah. Actually,
which is just down the way, where he was spotted around about 12:45 by students. Putting on a tactical vest.
So I guess Joel is. Joel, are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I don't know what that.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I don't know what that was.
That's all right. Go ahead.
It's an interesting idea, and it's being talked about because some serious legal scholars are talking about it right now, It's probably not worth going too far into it, but basically the 14th Amendment of the Constitution in Section 3 was a anti-Confederate state move. After the Confederate War, the war against the United States of America from the states that succeeded, there was a provision put into that amendment that said that anyone who engaged in rebellion against the United States of America was not eligible to run for federal office. That would include President of the United States. And there are legal scholars who say, even though the Republican Party refused to convict Donald Trump for the insurrection that he launched against the government of the United States on January 6th, that he falls under that same provision as the states that seceded from the Union and were at war with the Union, and that therefore he is not eligible for president, to run for president. Ultimately, it would have to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, and I would not expect this court to say Donald Trump is not eligible to run for office. But who knows? There are legal scholars that are both extremely liberal and extremely conservative who believe that is the way that amendment reads.
So let's go back to the phone lines, Joe. Let's go to Eric from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what, sir? Eric, are you there?
Hi.
Yes, sir.
My name. Good morning to both of you.
Yes, sir.
Breaking news. Pope Francis torches Republicans in the United States for their backward behavior.
You're breaking up. Repeat that, Eric.
Yeah. Pope Francis, hold on a second. I'll take you off speaker. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
I hear.
Yeah, all right, go ahead. Okay, so I think what Eric is talking about, Joe, is in an article on yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it. Pope Francis was kind of chastising many in this country, especially evangelical Christians who are basically not following the tenets of the faith, and you talked about it earlier where 71% of the people would believe Donald Trump more than they would believe their own family members and the clergy. And that is something to be concerned about. I don't think there's any question about that, Joe. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Joe, what are your political credentials?
What are you talking about, man? What are yours? Joe,
I'm just asking, Earl.
What does that matter? What are you talking about?
Well, who is this character?
He's an award-winning journalist, man. Television, radio, and print news.
Online trying to look him up, I didn't find anything. All I found was a photographer with his name.
Well, you are clearly you don't know how to use the internet. Because if you look up Joe McNally, he's easy to find. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to Tom from L.A. Tom, we got your back.
Yeah, Earl, I don't know if you heard me before or not, or how much you heard. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. First, I want to agree with Julie. Julie, I would love to talk about policy. And I'd love it if, the Republican callers actually called up and talked about policy. But their only policy is really tax cuts for the billionaire class. And they, after that, they really don't have anything except for hate and negativity. That's really what they're about. And they're very much about like a 12-year-old kid, like Donald Trump did this, so therefore the other side had to do this too. This both sidesism is really, really ridiculous. It hasn't happened in the history of the United States. We haven't had this type of situation. And honestly, I don't think the Democrats are smart enough to come up with some of these evil types of schemes that, honestly, if the Republicans do, it's if they're spewing it, they're doing it. You can just bet it on it. It's called projection. And that's what they are all about. They are not about governing. And in fact, the Democratic Party is about good government, and the Republican Party is about tearing down the government. They say everything government does is bad. Why would you even run for office if you want to be in a place? Why would you work for a company if you hated the company? So I'm not sure why it is that Republicans even run for office, because they want to tear down the very institution that they are working for. If you had that in a regular company, you'd be fired from your job. But honestly, Julie, I would love to quit talking about Donald Trump. I would really love that if everyone quit talking about him. I agree. But you know what? Then let's talk policy. Let's actually talk about policy. And tell me this, Julie or anybody else out there, CJ, whoever, tell me what policy have the Republicans passed that has actually helped the middle-class person in their daily lives?
Okay, Tom, we got you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to Julie. Julie, you're back. Go ahead.
Hi. We are not about hate and hating people and trying to make discord in this country. If you want to talk about hate, look at you guys. You hate Trump. You can't get him out of your way. You hate him. You want him gone. You don't, and you just go on whatever means we have. You did it when he was in office and the whole time. I want to say one thing before I forget it. When we talk about, Joel brought up racism, Republicans, and racism. Wrong. We are not racist. And I got to tell you, the January 6th argument, January 6th was an atrocity, embarrassing. No Republican was for January 6th and what happened that day. It was an absolute atrocity. And we do not agree with anything happened that day. The other thing that we don't agree with and never agreed with was the summer of all the rallies and then the thug mentality that came out of that from Maxine Waters, from Kamala Harris. Maxine Waters was on a microphone, and I think it was in Minneapolis, possibly, when they were trashing their own city, the citizens of Minneapolis, telling them to keep doing it. Kamala, we will pay to get you out of jail. Keep doing it.
Hey, Julie, let me ask you this. So those things, in comparison to trying to overthrow the government. I'm not making excuses for that, but you're comparing those two things as if they're one and the same.
I don't know what the whack jobs of January 6th were trying to do.
They were trying to overthrow the government.
Overthrow the government with flags and you know, hit people. I don't know what they were doing, and none of us Republicans know what they were doing.
Hey, Julie, thank you very much for the call. Joel, you got it. You got a lot to chew.
Julie, seriously, to say that Republicans did not support January 6th is absurd. Everyone there were Republicans. Or Trump's militia supporters. They may not have been Republicans all their lives, but they sure joined, they responded to his call to come to Washington and overthrow the government, basically. Come and be wild. He told them on the mall to go there and fight like hell to keep him as in the presidency. And they did. Not only did they do that, but they beat unconscious police officers with flagpoles with the American flag attached to them, and not only the flagpoles, they had lead pipes, they had hockey sticks, they had baseball bats,
and bear spray.
They were yelling to take the guns away from the police officers and shoot them with it. These were not, nice people. The Republican National Committee passed something that said that these were citizens engaged in civil discourse with their elected representatives when they were chasing Mike Pence and his family through in the hall trying to murder them. And you say that Republicans weren't involved in that? And would you say that Donald Trump has not promised to pardon those people? And that some of the other Republicans running for president right now has not promised to pardon those people? It is absurd to say Republicans did not support that, and those people were disgusting. I believe that's true that you said, but to try to pretend that the Republican Party does not continue to support that, they just said last week in Milwaukee that they do support that, and they will continue to support that with Donald Trump as their candidate.
We gotta go to a break. You know, Joel, Joel, but that's that's where we are, and that's why it's such a dangerous point in time. How can people two people look at something and see something so completely different, right? I mean, if we didn't see that with our eyes, Joe, that would be a different story. But the footage of that is everywhere. The world has seen it. And to totally dismiss it, you know, it's where we have this chasm, Joe, that makes it so dangerous, right?
Yes.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, the troublemaker. Let's go to John from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
Hey, how's it going, Earl?
All right.
Hey.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say that I don't see how in the world these people can support Donald Trump with all these 90-something felonies going, you know, and that we should call them out for what they really are. They're nuts. All these people are nuts. And just one other thing, whether Tim Scott, he was at some kind of social thing, and this older white gentleman, he hit the hammer on the nail. He said, if you can't stand up to Donald Trump, how in the world can you stand up to the other
issues that the nation's going to be faced with? Yeah.
Right. And that's all of them. You know, I mean, that whole Republican thing that's running for president, all of them, they should be canceled out. None of them are any good. How in the world can you support Donald Trump?
I wish I had more time, John. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Don, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Interesting show. A lot of interesting comments. I'd just like to remind some of those conservative callers that there was a debate a couple days ago, and they all agreed to support another overthrow of the government, and this time it may be successful. But I just wanted to remind the people that every one of those people on that debate stage support this criminal, this communist sympathizer. And I'll tell you, if he gets in again, he will do it again.
Hey, Don, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Karina. Karina, you say what?
Earl, this is what I can say. I was so upset and kind of like disappointed in the country itself, even though it's a one group of people with the debate. And I said to myself, you know what? Back to that lady, Julie, I think. If you're an owner of a hyena farm, obviously you love them. But it doesn't mean that they're not hyenas. That's it. Thank you, Earl. I'm just like, I can't deal with delusional people.
Hey Karina, thank you very much for the call. Joel.
Yeah.
You know, Joel, I had a lot of stuff to talk about, man. I didn't think we'd get... but the truth of the matter...
We talked about a lot of stuff.
You said what, sir?
We certainly still talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to get...
This was a good conversation.
You said what, Joe?
I say this was a good conversation. I mean, you know, the way you deal with the people who are off the wall is always respectable, but it obviously draws people to talk about the real issues as well, and I always appreciate that.
You know, Joe, I don't know if we'll get out of this. Let's say Donald Trump.
I insist on being optimistic.
I know.
We are going to get out of this.
Every
election adds new voters, hundreds of thousands of new voters.
True.
And the new young voters in this country care about the things that matter. They care about climate change. They care about abortion.
Yeah, Joel, it's their future.
They care about freedom. They care about democracy.
Right.
They care about guns. And the Republican Party no longer cares about any of those things. And that is simply wrong. And conservatives, I respect intelligent conservatives who support this country. And I insist that most Americans want to be patriotic, want to support their country. And sometimes it's those of us, you and I, the troublemakers, who are criticizing the country, who support it the most. And that is the role you and I play, and we always have, and we always will. And we are on the side of history. And the Republican Party is destroying itself right now, and it deserves to. And if American conservatives want to have a conservative party in America, they're going to have to create another one because this one has already been destroyed.
You know, Joe, and I said this at the beginning of the show, that the people who are so tied into this man, he's going to be gone. And they put everything into him, Joe. And he is finite, right? He's not going to be around forever.
Sure.
He's
not
like all of us.
He's had it for a prison cell.
Yeah, he kind of is, right? The truth of the matter is, Joe, he's not going to be able to take the public theater with him when he goes into a court of justice, right? He's not going to be able to play to his audience when he goes and there are 12 people there who will judge his guilt or innocence, Joe. The people aren't going to be able to help him when he goes there. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, it is.
And then
that's
justice.
That's exactly why I'm optimistic.
You think that justice will play out?
It usually does. It doesn't always, but it did in Minnesota with police brutality.
Yes.
It has repeatedly around this country, and this will be the most important trial in the history of America. We all deserve the right to watch it on television. We were witnesses of the crime on January 6, 2021. And we deserve to watch it on television. It may be televised anyway in the state of Georgia because they do televise his criminal trial.
And you know, Joe, and no man.
It's going to take a decision by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to televise this national federal prosecution. But
we'll end it with no man, including Donald Trump. No man is bigger than the law. Is that right?
That's right.
Joel, as always, it's always great having you on, my friend. We got to keep doing it, Joe.
You bet.
All right. We'll talk soon. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.